Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Makakasama natin ngayong Sabado ang isang talented Filipino queer performer mula Adelaide at kasalukuyang nakabase na ngayon sa Melbourne. Isang NIDA graduate, kamakailan siyang gumanap sa isang Tarzan the Musical at ngayon ay kabilang sa cast ng inaabangang Melbourne production ng Saturday Night Fever. Maririnig natin ang kanyang kwento, karanasan at kung paano ba naging bahagi ng palabas na ito. Welcome to the program, Ariel Borse.
Woo! Thank you so much for having me.
Kamusta muna? Kamusta ang Melbourne? Kasi nabanggit natin ikaw ay originally from Adelaide. Mm-hmm. So kamusta ang Melbourne?
I love Melbourne. Melbourne has been such a wonderful time. I moved here beginning of the year from Sydney. I was there for 2 years studying, and then of course Adelaide before that. But Melbourne feels like home. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a home away from home kind of thing. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Alright, so ikaw, pag-usapan na muna natin. Mabilis na mabilis lang. Sa Philippines, saan ka lumaki sa Philippines? Diba, mm-hmm. Napag-usapan natin kanina ba, before the program, ikaw ay mula sa Romblon.
Mm-hmm. So, I was born in Romblon in 1997. And that's where I grew up. So, I lived in Calonacon, San Andres, Romblon. If anyone is from there, shout out. that's where I grew up until I was 9. And then my family immigrated here to Australia, especially Adelaide, in 2007. So that's where like my upbringing essentially was from a very young age.
Meron ka bang mga naaalala sa Romblon na parang childhood experiences mo?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So this thing, like I always remember the times I was performing, even though I didn't know what that meant yet. I know for a fact that like I did some fiesta dancing. So I think it was through like preschool or kindy, all the kids kind of performed at the fiesta in a field or at the
have you tried yung mga natatandaan mo ba yung pinapalo yung mga palayok?
Yes.
Sumasama ka doon.
I do remember that. The fiestas and stuff were so much fun. The parades, the majorettes. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a majorette. I still want to be a majorette. So that was a really fun time. And when I was in like proper school, we had kind of like competitions on dancing and stuff. And I still remember being like, because I was such a small kid, I was the one being like pinahampas. Where they grab my legs and my hands and then they lift me up and down.
Yes.
I forgot what it, like, I don't know what it's called now, but like the drag queens in the Philippines do it all the time. That was like one of my like best memories as a student, really. I was like getting hosted up and down. It was just really, really fun.
And I think you were able to bring that energy, that excitement when you moved here in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're part of the Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
Can you talk us about this upcoming musical? What is it about?
Yeah, so Saturday Night Fever, wonderful, amazing movie, like starring John Travolta. So it's really about Tony, played by John Travolta, in the movie, and about how he's trying to find purpose in his life, essentially. So he works with his family at a paint store, and he moonlights as like a dancer in a disco. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the whole show, and the movie is about him trying to find his place in his life and trying to find purpose. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people coming in, get tickets to Saturday Night Fever, will resonate with that, especially even if you've gone past that already in your life, or you're just getting to that part where you're like, I just finished studying, or I'm studying right now. I don't know if this is what I want to do, if this is what I want to do. So like that story and that theme of finding yourself and really going for your dreams, and even if you don't know if that's going to happen or not, I think everyone will really like feel deeply about that. Yeah.
Okay, so It seems very an interesting musical. Mm-hmm. And for sure, napakarami ng nag-audition. Correct me if I'm wrong. So, 400, over 400 auditionees, and there were only 24 that were selected for the play. How does it feel now you were one of those 24?
Honestly, it still feels surreal being, you know, thinking about it. I'm just like, oh, like, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to show myself, but also for choosing me. Mm-hmm. You know, like, the 380 other people who auditioned are as equally talented, as wonderful as I am. Mm-hmm. And Drew, who's a director and choreographer and producer for Saturday Night Fever, saw something in me. And honestly, that's such a proud moment. Like, that is something that I will hold deeply always in the future. But yeah, like, that is just feels really heartwarming and affirming.
What was your initial reaction when you got the news? Did you scream? Did you jump? What did you do?
Well, I actually had a really weird moment with when I found out. So I had a dream about getting the role the night before. So I had a dream that I got offered the role. And then while I was reading the email, it started changing into saying, not congratulations, we're taking it away from you. And then that's when I woke up and it was around like 6:30 a.m., 7 a.m. And then I checked my email. I'm just like, okay, it's not here. Everyone's still asleep. It's not true. It's just a dream. And then so I went back to sleep. And then I got a message from a friend who auditioned as well and saying the news is out. And so I like checked my email and then they said congratulations. And I was like, okay, this is real. This is real this time. But yeah, it really was a really funny moment just because I just came off of Tarzan. And when it comes to musical theater and performing arts, you really don't know when your next job is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you're auditioning for so many things. And if you're fit for it, great. If not, you just keep going and auditioning. So just being lucky enough to jump off of Tarzan and getting a role in Saturday Night Fever, it's honestly a dream come true. It's like, it's a beautiful kind of segue should be to having like momentum in my career, especially at the start of it.
So what excites you about the role?
The dancing and the music. Like growing up, you know, like I think this is the same with you growing up in the Philippines. We called like clubs disco.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, my parents are like, let's go disco, let's go dancing. And I'm just like, when I think of that, think of disco, it's all about partying and community and dancing. And so that's what excites me about the most with Saturday Night Fever, because the music is great, especially from the Bee Gees. But just coupled that with amazing choreography, it'll just be such a fun time. And, like, I can't wait to just, like, boogie on the stage. Like, and just getting that feeling that I'm feeling on stage, but also showing that to other people in the audience.
You know, just visualizing these musical, it gives me like the millennial vibes with maybe the Gen Z vibes now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Interject with each other, right?
Yeah, yeah, essentially. It's just, I think it's such a, you know, the movie was so long ago, but the music is so timeless that even if you don't know the music very well, you still would want to like get up and dance and enjoy it with, you know, your parents who's going to be watching with you, or your friends. So it really is like a universal, like disco is such a universal form of like music. Mm-hmm. It's just so much fun.
I know that your parents for sure and some of your family members will most likely watch you perform.
I hope they do.
But as much as there was this nerve-wracking moment of them, watching you perform on the stage. You will work with Drew Anthony, right? He's a famous Oz performer, director, choreographer, producer. What do you anticipate most about it?
Having someone with such reverence in the musical theater industry, especially for such a long time, is such, like, that's something that I will never get again. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that, I'm so excited to like work with him and the production and the company. And I just can't wait to learn from him and from his, like, grab from his knowledge and his expertise, because he's been doing this for so long, and I've only just started maybe what, a year and a half, 2 years, so I have so much to learn, and I can't wait to just watch him like do his thing and just really curate this beautiful, beautiful group of people into an amazing show. Like, I sometimes when I'm in these shows, I can't, like, I kind of just want to sit on the side and just watch people work, even though I have to do the work as well. Like, there's some times where I'm just like, I just want to see how these people, like, these guys work, because it's so fun being on stage, but also I would love to see it from the outside view.
You know, just talking about you, I can sense the eagerness, like really the excitement for you to do the show. And hopefully, you know, our listeners will really support the show, not just because of the show, but there's a Filipino queer performer on the stage, which gives us pride as well, not just here in Australia, but also in the Philippines.
Yeah, of course. No, that, like, I wear my queerness as, like, so much as a badge, just because, as you said, like, visibility within the Filipino community and in the Western media, but also having queerness on top, like, next to it, is so important. Like, I, growing up, I didn't really see much of me in Western media. Like, sure, in the Philippines, we had, you know, gay comedians and gay performers and stuff like that, but even then, I didn't see myself in that. So, like, having myself be in shows, in people watching with theaters across, like, you know, Melbourne, like, that feels so special. And, like, I hope, you know, people listening and people watching, like, take something from seeing, like, a queer person of color on stage and being like, I want to be like, if he can do it, I can do it too. Like, that, like, I always think about that whenever I perform, or I, like, you know, I'm in spaces where queer Filipinos aren't there usually.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a good thing that you mentioned that wearing that badge, and you deserve that badge. But you know, aside from wearing that badge, you also have that kind of responsibility, and there are certain challenges as a Filipino queer performer that you have experienced, maybe in auditioning different roles right here in Australia. Can you share what are those experiences?
Ariel, bago tayo dumako muli sa iba't ibang kwento mo bilang isang performer at mula sa mga inaabangan dapat, sa mga aabangan sa Saturday Night Fever, gumawa tayo ng isang maikling game, icebreaker muna, just para mas malaman ng mga nakikinig sa atin kung sino ba talaga si Ariel. So para tong this or that. First, Broadway or West End?
Oh, Broadway.
Singing or dancing?
I would pick dancing, but right now, singing.
Rehearsals or opening night?
I think opening night.
Musical theater or straight play?
Musical theater. Musical theater.
Solo performance or group performance?
I think group.
Morning rehearsals or evening rehearsals?
Evening. I'm a night owl. I can't do mornings.
Classical music or modern music?
Modern.
Bee Gees or ABBA?
Ooh, now you're asking the wrong questions. I can't answer that. Like, the Australian in me is like saying ABBA just because we love ABBA, but also being in Saturday Night Fever, I was like, I can't not choose Bee Gees. So I'm gonna
both. Adelaide or Melbourne?
Ooh, now you're asking the hard questions. I think there's a special place in my heart for Adelaide, but Melbourne is for me right now.
On stage or behind the scenes?
Oh, on stage.
Costume or choreography?
Ooh, choreography.
Disco or pop?
Pop.
Acting for stage or acting for screen?
Ooh, that's hard. I think acting on stage.
And most probably the difficult question, most difficult question, coffee or tea?
None. I'm not a coffee person. I'll choose tea just because I'm not a coffee person.
All right, thank you for that, Ariel. Okay, now bago tayo umalis kanina sa unang bahagi ng ating programa, tinanong kita, what are those challenges as a Filipino queer performer dito sa Australia? So ano yung mga challenges na you have encountered? Especially when landing a role, and kanina in the first part of our program, you mentioned na you don't know when to act, like when you will land a role, because there's a lot of audition plays that you have to do. So can you share your story about
it? Yeah, so I think the hardest part of auditioning, well, for me anyway, as a person of color, it's I think it's feeling like you're the only one in the room when it comes to like big production shows. I think that's what I felt anyway. Like especially like the main production shows and like musical theater, some audition rooms, I feel like I'm the only person of color in there, or there's really not a lot. And I feel like going into an audition room is already nerve-wracking. You're nervous. Like your adrenaline is high, but also you have in the back of your head that, oh, I'm the only person of color in here. So everything is stacked against me already. There's more things that I kind of need to overcome. And that could just be, I have a look for the show that they want to see more of, or there's not. Like, that those are the things that I kind of have to tackle with when going into audition rooms, because you don't know who else is going to be in there. Like, especially for, Saturday Night Fever, 400 people auditioned, and for other musicals that are auditioning throughout Australia, there's thousands of people. So you really don't know. And I think that that's the hardest part, or that's the thing that I kind of struggle with the most, is kind of feeling like singular in a room when there's also other kind of like things that you're in the back of my head about, being like, okay, I'm the only person of color here. I could be the only Asian person here. I was like, okay, am I being chosen to be in here just for show, or are they actually want to see me be part of, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of that talk in my head about that. They're like, oh, is it because of my talent? Is it my look? Or is it for that tokenism kind of thing? So all of that plays in my head when I go into a room. But then also I have to show up and do well in the audition to make it further, and then hopefully book a job. Yes. Yeah.
Was there ever a time that you have to push back when going to an audition? Like, you were already at the location, you were already at that room, but because of that fear, because of that what ifs, you have to like step back and, oh, no, I'll just try again next time. Or have you ever thought of that?
Oh, like so many times. Like, that is, I think, a lot of people auditioning for musical theater, we always have the what ifs. You know, like, outside waiting to be called into a room, you're like, okay, what if I sing the wrong note? What if I, stuff up my lines and all those things? Like, those are kind of like, oh, I don't feel prepared enough. Those are the things that kind of go into my head. But at the same time, I have that hunger to, like, work in musical theater. So that always goes away. Like, the what ifs always goes away. And once you're in that room, kind of you just have to keep going and kind of just show up for yourself. And by the end, all the worries and all the nervousness and all the tingly feelings go away. And you're like, all the what ifs that you were thinking about at the start, you forget. And you're like, oh, this is why I do this. This is why I want to do this job. Because doing what I did in front of a panel is so exciting.
And of course, your journey with NIDA has been a huge, huge part of your career. Like, without them, maybe you won't be able to do those auditions that we have talked about a while ago.
Yeah.
So can you share just a quick glimpse of your journey about NIDA?
Yeah, sure. So I did the Diploma of Musical Theatre, which was like a 10-month, year-long course in Sydney. And honestly, if I didn't do that course, I don't think I'd be here right now. Or this would not have happened, or this could have happened like later in my life. You know what I mean? Like going to NIDA, I think, was a catalyst for me to really take performing art seriously. And yeah, that was the start of kind of auditioning professionally. After I finished NIDA, the end of 2023, I got an audition for Miss Saigon when they were recasting for the Asian tour, or for the Asia tour. And that was like my first professional audition, like in front of a panel, in front of people. And I was like, oh, I have so much to learn, but also it's so exciting. But also like, in, like auditioning, my first proper audition was for Miss Saigon. Like that's such a huge thing for Asians, for, you know, like that was just so, I was like, oh, like.
Especially Filipinos, they don't miss Saigon.
Yeah. So just like coming out of NIDA and graduating and finishing that, and they were like, here, come in for an audition. Just being seen by like the panel and the industry from someone who's so new, I'm like, thank you so much. Like that means so much to me already.
Since we mentioned Miss Saigon, are you a big fan of that play? And you know, as a Filipino, when I always hear Miss Saigon, always think about Lea Salonga.
Lea Salonga.
And are you a big fan of Miss Lea Salonga?
Yeah, of course. I think that's the Lea Salonga was the person that made me realize, I'm like, oh, we can do musical theater. You know what I mean? Like at a young age, I didn't understand what musical theater was. But then I saw Lea Salonga. I was like, who is this woman? Like, who is this
girl
performer?
I see standing straight.
Exactly. It's just like, she's making strides for Filipinos and Asians in Broadway. But yeah, like that's a huge thing just at such a young age. Like that was an amazing thing to see. And yeah, like with Miss Saigon, I watched the production while I was still in Sydney. And like, shout out to Abby. Shout out to Abby and Sean. Like, amazing Filipino theatre makers and performers. And I was just, like, gagged. I was, like, crying, jaw on the floor, just being, like, seeing myself in them. Just being, like, holy crap. Like, I can do, like, if they can do it, I can do it too. Yeah. Like, especially at the start of, you know, my career, I'm just like, that's amazing. Like, I want to get there. And also, like, one day I want to work with them. You know, there's like the people that, like, I would love to work with Filipino people all the time and creatives and stuff like that.
And for sure, that one day will be possible with you, Ariel. And, you know, we were very honored as well to have an interview way back with Sean and Abby when they performed with the Miss Saigon. So, there's a lot of Filipino artists who is really bringing pride to our country. And I'm just curious, as a Filipino queer performer, were you have you been like picky with roles to audition for, since also you mentioned that you are a performer with color, but what is your like standard or considerations in terms of doing a certain role?
Right now, I'm just auditioning for anything and everything, just because I know for myself that I want to be in a better place when I audition. Like I want to get that skill. I want to get that knowledge. I want to feel comfortable in a room, and I won't be able to do that if I say no to opportunities. And a lot of auditions as well isn't just about getting the role and getting the job. It's about showing yourself to the industry and making a mark in their minds of being like, okay, this person may not be the best for this show in the future. We'll think of them, get them to come in. So I think that's more like where my head is at. Just thinking about showing myself and learning as much as I can at such an early part of my career. Yeah.
And part of your career is also the Tarzan musical. Can you walk us through that journey?
Sure. So Tarzan earlier this year was my first professional like musical theater like job. And that when I got the email or the call, I can't remember now. I just was like was in shock. I called my mom, started crying. Just because like I've been thinking of the moment of getting like that, not the role, but getting that affirmation that I'm like, I'm doing right for myself, and getting that offer. I was just like, I'm in the right spot. I'm in the right place. I'm at the right time. And my mom always says, if it's not for you right now, something else will come. Mm-hmm. And that really was a beautiful moment to share with my mom and my family. Mm-hmm. And to kind of just being like, because they've supported me from the beginning. They've supported me like moving to Sydney and just studying. And they're like, whatever you need, we're here for you, but just push and pray. And I'm like, you know, there are times where like getting no's from audition left, right and center. And
yes. Like, how do you handle those rejections?
Having a great support system is, I think for me, the best way for me to go forward with when getting like rejections from and no's and like having family and friends who support you from like from the highs and the lows. I think that is that's it for me. And also just having a thick skin. You do get used to the fact that like you will get no, like there's you know, after 100 no's or like after 99 no's you'll get one yes. And then you just keep going with that. And I think it really is about just progressing through and keeping yourself like driven and just getting like keeping your eyes on your goal. And I think for me that was it, like having support and love and friends and family and stuff like that, but also like I'm such a driven person coming from a Filipino background. We're such driven people that we're like, if it's not today, I'm going to get it. Tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, we're going to keep pushing.
Kanina na pag-uusapan natin, yung mga, kung gaano naging kalaking parte o bahagi ang iyong parents, ang iyong mga magulang at ang iyong pamilya as your support system. Now, madaming mga nakikinig sa atin, young ones, mga queer din, at mga gustong tahakin yung same path as you. What would be your like advice to them in pursuing this career?
My advice would be to go for it. Like take that first step. I know from experience, the first step is the hardest thing to do. But once you make that first step, things will fall into place. Especially with, you know, like performing arts. Because it'll be, will it or won't it? Like, but once you do it, it will, yeah, as I said, it will fall into place. And there's, you really can't lose anything if you give it a try. In whatever it could be. Like, it could be if you want to be a doctor, if you could want to be a nurse, if you want to be in performing arts. Just give it a go. And you have nothing to lose. Like, that was the main thing that I had in my head when I auditioned for NIDA. I was like, this is my first time doing a self-tape, doing a monologue, doing a song, doing a dance to send off to be, you know, essentially judged by people I don't know. And then I kind of was just like, I sent it off and I felt so much better because, one, I didn't regret, like, I'm not going to regret not doing it. I think that's the worst thing, like, regretting having, like, trying to pursue what your dream of and your goals are in your life, and then not doing it, and then in 10 years' time, you're like, oh, I wish I did that. That I think that is the biggest thing, just take that first step. It will be, you know, it'll be hard. It's not an easy journey. Or it could be. Like, that could be for you. Like, honestly, just do that first step and believe in yourself. Like, there'll be so many times where you're like, this isn't for me. But if you have that self-belief and you have your family, your friends, your chosen family supporting you and believe in you, the world is your oyster. Really.
And with those lessons, for your upcoming show, Saturday mm-hmm. Night Fever, what lessons would you hope your audiences would take away from that play?
Ooh, I think I want the audiences to come in and find the joy in the show just because of, you know, the dancing and the music, but also see that the story of Saturday Night Fever is universal. Like, wanting to fit in, wanting to find your true purpose in life. As I said earlier, like, that could be what you're doing right now or not yet. I think that is something that everyone will see and resonate with. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I want everyone to come out of them, just being like, oh, really, be really inspired about these people's stories mm-hmm. and being like, if he can do it, why can't I? Or just mm-hmm. like, do that thing and just go for it.
Is this like an early Christmas gift for you, like being in the show?
I think so. Because we have rehearsals in, 2 weeks? And then we have a Christmas break and then rehearsals again and then the show. But yeah, like, it really is, you know, having that break in the middle to see family back in Adelaide is going to be really wonderful. I can talk to them about rehearsals mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is something that is really special. Like, being in a show is so special, and especially this one, it's going to be great.
And as we head towards the end of this interview, what would be your dream musical next?
Ooh,
dream big.
Dream musical. People ask me this and I never know what to say. Waitress is coming to Australia, I believe next year. Like, in the future, I'd love to be in Waitress just because Waitress is my favorite musical. Like, Sarah Bareilles, the way she's written this musical is beautiful. I'd love to be in Kinky Boots.
Okay.
Like, Kinky Boots would be so much fun. I'd love to be one of the angels. Mm-hmm. And, like, Miss Saigon. I think that would be a great kind of goal to yes. head towards whenever that comes back or in whatever iteration it could be, you know, in the future.
And, you know, as I observed about this conversation, you never stop dreaming. Like, as you have mentioned a while ago, the world is your oyster.
Yeah.
Like, why is it your thinking? Like, why is it the way how you handle things?
Mm.
Especially, you know, there's a lot of setbacks, as you have mentioned, but you just go for it. Like, the green light is always there for you.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because, again, like, that my upbringing and coming from an immigrant family, my parents have worked so hard for me to live this kind of life. And, like, at a young age, I knew that I've always wanted to perform in whatever capacity that is. You know, in the future, I could be doing who knows what. But, like, that goal is always in the forefront of my mind. Like, you know, those goals will always be there and whatever they show up as. And I think that's what keeps me going, keeps me driven and steadfast. I think that's the thing that, for me, makes me want to work harder and try to achieve those things. Because, like, again, I said earlier, I don't want to regret anything. Mm-hmm. Like, and if I don't try to achieve those, or at least try to get there, and if I get there and it's like, oh, this isn't what I want, then I'll steer again to a next thing. Just be like, okay, this could be something else. Like, that, I don't know, that's how I think about my life and my career. Like, I love being present in things, but also I have goals that I want to achieve and see how I am in them in the future.
Thank you so much, Ariel, for this great interview. A lot of takeaways, a lot of inspiring words from you, and for sure, a lot of Filipinos, non-Filipinos, will be inspired by those words. So, maraming maraming salamat.
Thank you
and
so
of course,
much.
Bago tayo magpaalam sa ating mga tagapakinig, would you like to invite them for your upcoming play?
Yeah, of course. Saturday Night Fever is opening January 8th to the 25th at the Athenaeum Theatre. Please come and support. It's going to be such an amazing show. You know, it's lots of dancing, lots of singing, and just it'll be so much fun, especially for the summer. Come in. It'll be great. I'll be there. I'll be on stage. So, you know, that should be one thing that you want to see.
Where they can grab the ticket, like the website?
It should be, yes, on the Athenaeum website or Ticketek/Saturday Night Fever. I'm pretty sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Maraming maraming salamat, Ariel.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been so much fun.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.